Morning, Alex. How are you?
Oh, mate, I'm excited to talk about flexible technology because it seems cool, right? The idea of being able to fold your phone in your pocket, it sounds like a good idea, but is it really necessary?
That's a very good question. Because quite a lot of people are, well, as we know, Samsung and Apple and all of the major phone companies are pretty keen on developing this kind of technology, but I think it always boils down to the question, do we really need it? And I think most people would appreciate that it is important to have, simply because if you unfortunately sit on your phone and it breaks, then it's not too cheap to fix. So a bendable, flexible thing that can handle being sat on and stood on and dropped on the ground would probably be a good idea.
Yeah, absolutely. I know that I have a friend who got, this is going a couple of years ago, maybe I want to say iPhone 5 era, and he got it for Christmas and his mother was like, don't you dare break it. I just bought this. It's brand new. Sat on it, was broken within 5 minutes of Christmas Day. Not a good look for the poor bloke. And do you think that technology has evolved enough to make this concept a working possibility though?
Certainly it's on track. It's hard to say whether we're there yet. I think the most critical thing, and certainly anyone that's flown on an aeroplane in recent times would have heard some of the warnings about, if you drop your phone or device, please seek help before just trying to get it out of the seat. And that's really around not so much the phone in general, but things like the batteries. So the battery that goes into our mobile devices doesn't particularly like being bent and broken. Most of the lithium-ion batteries tend to erupt into some pretty impressive flames and toxic smoke when they break. So actually, ooh, pushing forward and developing things such as flexible batteries is where really a lot of the focus is being put on now.
That's a really interesting concept, actually, because, you know, the idea of a smoking lithium battery in your pocket, not ideal.
Oh, no.
No. So for those who don't know what's happened with Samsung's foldable phone, what's been the problem with them?
So Samsung were, like most of the phone companies, looking to develop a product that essentially could be folded or bent, and then that way it's small in size for storage and carrying, but then you can open it up to have a large display similar to a tablet. And they released some pre-production material to a range of journalists, and it was actually within a few days of the journalists looking at it that they noticed that the screen was starting to get damaged in where the fold was. And so the screen stopped working, and that certainly, when you give that to a journalist, they tend to publicise it. And so since then, Samsung have put that product release on hold for the moment until they can alleviate that issue. But if you read a lot of the consumer electronics hype this year, apparently 2019 is when most of the phone companies were keen to release some kind of foldable phone. So I think it's watch this space to see how the other companies tackle it.
Very much so. I mean, it feels like longer, but we're only 5 months into the year. So there is plenty of time for something else to come out, I guess. You know, you mentioned that batteries were one of the main things that internally have to be kind of structured to be flexible. Are there any other parts of the electronics inside the phone that have to be flexible, or is it mainly the battery?
Actually, it's almost everything that goes into it. So historically, most of our display technologies, so your computer screens, your mobile phones, and so on, have been built around flat glass. And the nice thing about glass is that it really doesn't bend too much. So it means that when you manufacture your electronic circuits, they stay where they're meant to be. Glass is also temperature stable, so that means that you can heat up during manufacturing to temperatures of around 5 to 600 degrees Celsius. And what that means is that we get the kind of high-quality product that we currently carry around and use daily. But one of the challenges is that kind of glass doesn't bend. And if you try to, it'll ultimately just break. And then all the materials that go into the electronic circuits, they end up fracturing. They become brittle. and start to break, which means that when you bend them, they stop working.
Mm.
So really it's now, how do we come up with new materials and new manufacturing to replace almost every component that we've got within our electronic devices?
Mm. And I've only got time for one last quick question. Going forward, do you think that foldable technology will become a norm? Or do you think it's kind of like the Google glasses that kind of came up and disappeared?
I personally think it's a stepping stone to some pretty neat, cool things in the future. So I don't think people are really going to jump on board with your flexible, foldable phones. But then imagine a computer that can nicely integrate with your body. So something that, like a temporary tattoo that the kids get at the at their school birthday or at birthday parties or the school fete. Imagine a computer attached to that. So it seamlessly sticks to your arm or part of your body, integrates well. You've got no idea you've got it on, but it functions the same way as, say, your smartphone monitoring your personal health or giving you up-to-date information. I think that's really where the future is.
Well, that's a very interesting insight. Drew, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
No problem, Alex. Thank you.